My name is Chidora Shipper. I was born in Camarinesor, Philippines, on November 14, 1944. To say I'm 68 years old. I was born in a village. Aside from farming, we have beautiful beaches and palm trees, as you can see, in tropical countries. And we have farmlands and lakes and ocean where we catch the fish. So it is a beautiful, beautiful place in the Philippines. A lot of beautiful beaches. That's where I was born. It's a very lovely place. Of course, the Philippines is a small country compared to America, but it is one of the fast-growing in terms of population in Asia. And of course, it's 93% Catholic. We are taught English. Our textbooks in science and math is in English because it was the American system we adopted. Even our constitution is all similar to it. We are a democratic country. We export our raw materials. And, you know, we export also our doctors and nurses, mostly here. You can see even in Pittsburgh, a lot of Filipino nurses, they are in medical profession because they cannot find jobs in my country. So they try to go to Australia, especially to the United States, in order to get good jobs. And most of them, when they retire, they go back to the Philippines like me. I like to be able to live there. And tourism is very, very high, too. Like where I live, they have the seventh wonder of nature is right there, you know, beautiful beaches. We have all the World Heritage sites like Tubataha Reef, the Underground River. You know, there are many beautiful places in the Philippines. And the people are very friendly and welcoming. I went to one of the best schools in the Philippines. It's called University of the Philippines. You have to go for a rigorous exam. It's considered like the Harvard in my country. And I was fortunate to get a full scholarship from the president of the university himself. You have very good grades, and even if you are poor, like my mother was poor, if I didn't get it, I would never be able to enter. But even if I graduated valedictorian in my class, I have to take the exam. You have to pass a very, very rigid exam. We were a poor family, and the daughter of the principal was my best friend. And so she always wanted to come to my place because we have beautiful fruits. And I said, you cannot sleep over because we don't have extra bed. We had only bunk bed. But she would come and she didn't mind. And she would lend me her books because in the Philippines, sometimes it's hard to have books. And even if we were competing in class because like she was always my second honors and I was always the first honor, and still she would lend me her books. So she was very kind to me. And we would sing together, we would dance together. It was a very beautiful experience that she would invite me to her home. And I was hesitant to invite her because we were poor and they were considered upper middle class. And I didn't want her to come to my house. So the fact that I was able to share her books and considered me her equal, and we had all the joy of playing the guitar, playing outside, climbing trees. That was one of the best experiences I had in childhood. How I came here? I was teaching at the time at the Palawan State University, and we had a professor who conducted a philosophy workshop in the university, and his name was Dr. Louis Shipper. And I think in the session that we had, I was the first one to raise a question. All my friends were, co-teachers were hesitant, and that's how he became my husband. He was intrigued. Before he came to Puerto Princesa City, where I live, he saw this advertisement about the Philippines. He passed by a bakery, and then he said he decided to go there. Also, he read, and the magazine was describing my inn, and he said that in the back of his mind, he wanted to see that place, and I own that place. That's how we met. And he really liked my garden, which was featured in the London Times, a very beautiful organic vegetable garden. So that's how I came to Pittsburgh. I married someone from Pittsburgh. I always believe God has given us specific talents and abilities, and you cultivate and nurture that. So if you are a doctor, teacher, a plumber, be your best so that you can earn a decent income to provide for your family. At the same time, you can make a difference. Strive and love what you do. Cultivate it, nurture it. And once you are able to cultivate your talent and nurture it, then you can make a difference in your community.